I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by none other than the ballroom bombshells who sambat their way onto our screens and into our hearts. It's Adrian Curtis Pritchard, everybody. Woo!
I love that introduction. Yeah, I'm going to take that one.
Yeah, you like that. How are you, Vicky? You're good.
I was so good, babe. And it's so nice to speak to you. I was literally checking with my producer this morning. I was like, is bombshells like okay to call fellas? Like, can I call them that? And she was like, yeah, I'm sure they'll love it.
Yeah. I feel quite special being that.
You're so nice. I don't often do podcasts with two people because I get so intimidated because I feel like that I feel outnumbered. But for you, I've made a special exception. Will you please go easy on us?
Go easy on us, please. It's early in the morning.
It is so fucking early. I was checking my diary last night and I messaged my producer and I went, does that really say 8:30? And she was like, yeah, they're in panto. And I was like, oh my God, right, okay, so let's get on.
Don't break it, but I woke up at 7 a.m. and I thought to myself, I could do with a good 2-3 more hours in bed right now. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh my God, right. Well, let's talk about your panto first of all, lads. So I remember the year after I did The Jungle, I did I'm a Celebrity Extra Camp. And I only did it for a year because I was shite. But Stacey Solomon did it with us. And I remember in between us filming these shows, which was filmed through the night, it was such a grueling schedule. She was trying to learn her lines for panto because she was going straight back home. And she was like, but yeah, I've got no time. I go straight back into it. It's two shows a day. Like, it's this, it's that. It's really intense. And she showed me all this, like, all these scripts. And I thought, I haven't got that in us. Like, it's absolutely not one of my skills. So I feel like people must think, oh, panto's fun, it's a good laugh, but it must be hard going, lads.
It's timing. Yeah. It's so well scripted. Anything that's to do with comedy, it's just got to be so slick. So even though it's like, oh, so relaxed and blasé in one aspect, but then that's only that reason because we've done it so many times. And the one thing that we're doing right now is all the kids' shows. So you've literally got every single show, like, 1,400 kids in there screaming their heads off. Like, you can't even hear yourself think. You can't even hear the kickbacks from the noise. Just like, they must be happy they're screaming. So, and then we do all the adults up towards Christmas and the families. But right now it is just like, whoa, it's a lot with the kids.
Yeah, but the thing is with panto, what makes it so special is it's Christmas time. It's all about family, from the young kids, like seeing their first ever show. It's their first introduction to live performances. And you never know, that could change their life and make them want a career path into this industry and stuff. And if anyone does, my biggest advice on learning lines is listen to the other actors. Because if you're listening to what they're saying, in reality, your lines are just going to be responding to them. And that's a great tip and trick to do.
I would also recommend learning your own lines.
No, do that, definitely. But that will help out, hopefully.
No, but that's actually like such a good bit of advice because, and actually just such a great tip for life because so many people in a conversation, they don't listen to understand
the other person. I get that.
They're just listening for their turn to speak, you know? So, no... Curtis, I don't know if you meant it to be, but that's a great tip for not just for panto, but for fucking life, mate.
Well, I'm here all evening, guys. Well, morning, actually. But...
Yeah, absolutely not. I've got 45 minutes with you. I know how tight your schedule is. Oh, so I remember going to the panto, like, and like you say, one of my first experiences with live performing, with theatre, with anything, and falling totally in love with it all. What was your first foray into the world of like performance and everything?
I think for us, actually, to be fair, so our mum and dad owned a dance school. So we were always around dancing from a young age. But we normally did extreme sports and all of this side of things. That's what we love to do. But
that's only because, like, our dad very clearly did not want us to dance. It was like,
it's a way too much money.
Never dance. It's not a guaranteed future. Costs too much money. Takes up too much time. Everything's just negative, negative, negative. So here's a quad bike. Go break bones and everything. But just don't dance.
I mean, it didn't turn out too bad so far.
It didn't turn out too bad. And then at the age of 12, there was an opportunity to go on to a small kind of baby ballroom TV show, like a pilot show that was never, ever shown, thank God. But then mum and dad were like, oh my God, they were crying. They hated it. And then next day I was like, no, I loved it. It was brilliant. I can't wait to get out, perform, learn to dance and really just push yourself and learn a new skill. And I just found, like, I don't know about you, Kurt, the adrenaline that you get from performing in front of a live audience is just like, I'm addicted to that adrenaline. And then at the age of 18, I was like, oh, why not go on Britain's Got Talent? Like, and then the weirdest thing happened. I got a phone call like the next week being like, oh, do you want to go on Britain's Got Talent? Like, just randomly. And I was like, oh my God, it's a sign. And I believe in the signs. Like, if if that's a sign, that's not a sign. And I was like, well, just do it, enjoy it. If I like it, I like it. If I don't like it, don't like it. And then I went back to normal competing. And then it was like, oh, do you want to go on Strictly? And I was like, no, no, no. And I said, like, no to Strictly, like, three or four times. They were like,
why did you say no? I'd be snatching the hand off if I could dance.
No, because I was just, like, very clearly in my goal path to become number one in the world as a professional and kind of travel the world and just compete every single weekend. And I was like, oh, the entertainment side is a very different avenue. If anything, the complete opposite way. But then I was like, a couple of things happened within our life and some people passed away and their advice was always take every single opportunity. And that was the last thing that was said to me. And I was like, well, okay, I'm 20 years old. I'm going to take this opportunity. If I like it, I'll continue with it. If I don't like it, like, I'm still only 20 years old. I can go back to competing and traveling the world. And thankfully, I took it. And then suddenly, I feel like within a blink of a second, suddenly I'm here. Like, we're always so busy. And the hardest thing I find within our industry,
what you do,
is that kind of like sit back and be like, oh my God, this is what we've done this year, or this is what we want to plan, or like, and that's usually January. January hits you and you're like, whoa, we did a lot last year. Like, it's kind of a weird thing. It's the saddest thing is when you have to go through your Instagram account to be like, oh yeah, we did this, this, and this because I've documented it via photos. That's really sad to say out loud.
No, I do it through my photos as well. I'm the same. Like, I go through my, not so much my Instagram account because I post far too much. That would take ages. But I just scroll through my photo album and I'm like, oh my God, can you remember that? And can you remember that? I don't think it's sad. I think it's a sign of a lovely, full and exciting life, AJ.
I'll take that. And I think it shows that we're always trying to progress on to the next thing and see what else we can do. And because there's always more to do and there's always different things to do. And I think we're always wanting to aspire to bigger and better things. So I think that's why that always comes as well, which is good. But you are right. We do sometimes need to just sit back and be like, wow, we've done some incredible things. And I think everyone needs to do
just
that in life.
Not Christmas. Yeah. We just have to work for Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is just nonstop from morning till evening.
Honestly, like, I do feel really sorry for you. It's like, I've probably got another photo shoot and then I think like four more podcast records and like a couple Zooms, and that is me. Like, I'm just totally winding down for Christmas, and it's intentional. I've had a busy year and I am intentionally winding down.
You are crazy busy. I can't keep up with you. You are like left, right and center.
But I think that's so smart what you're saying though. You've had a super busy year. Christmas time comes, it's family, it's friends, and if you can take your time off, wind down and give yourself a bit of me time. Because I think that is so important in this day and age. I think we all need to become, every now and again, a little bit selfish and just focus really on ourselves to just take a break, relax and just, I need this time to just get some early nights, relax, don't think about anything and just do me. And I think that's really healthy for your body.
Do you know what, Curtis? That's another great bit of advice. Like, I'm not being funny, but you're giving us major, like, fucking daddy vibes at the minute. Like, just constant good advice. Like, obviously, yous are brothers, and it's yous will get, like, you do a lot of stuff together. People will say, oh, AJ and Curtis, whatever. But you've got your entirely different personalities, haven't you? What's your roles within your relationship with each other? Are you, like, the advice giver, Curtis? Because I'd be very surprised after this last 15 minutes if you weren't.
He's going to say no.
only listened to his own advice, it would be much smoother sailing.
You can be a great teacher, but not always the best performer.
Our roles are so polar opposite. We are so yin and yang. It's scary.
I'm creative, let's say. Creative.
People say creative, but usually that. Creative means chaos. And yes, I wouldn't say controlled chaos. I would just go for chaos. And then I'm the very controlled OCD plan. I have to have everything in order or else I can't process.
Mm.
You sound like, and I hope you don't take this in any offense to this at all. Yeah. You sound like, so me and Erkan, like, I am chaos, Curtis. Like, I get an idea and I run with it. I'm a million miles an hour. I want to be everywhere all the time. Like, I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm this little ball of energy. But I often don't think things through. So Erkan has to follow me around afterwards, cleaning up my mess and making sure, like, oh, God, she said we do this, but we have to leave here. Then he's pragmatic. He's logical, you know. No. So, yeah. So but he's the first person I found who I actually really work with, you know, like we balance each other out. So quite clearly that must help with how close yous are as well.
Yeah, I think people like kind of in work relationships and in full-time relationships where we are together more than a married couple, especially at the minute, like you, as long as you understand what people are good at and what they're not good at, you can always work around that. As long as you're just truthful to yourself and the people around you, then it's just like, well, that is it. Deal with it. Or yeah, one or two things you can clean up a bit. But I think that's the best way to be, just be open and honest. Because if you're not, like, people just say, oh, you said you'd do this and you're not going to do it. Like, that's one thing I always imply in business and personal life
but
as well.
I think as well, if you're not honest with who you are in yourself, you can live a very conflicted life as well. And that's what can be very, very hard. And then you're trying to be this, trying to be that, trying to be them, trying to be that over there. And before you know it, you don't know who you are. So I think try and be truthful to yourself, the good things and the bad things.
I think that's one thing. I know jumping in on you there, Curtis, but like so many people just don't know who they are. They don't know what they like and they don't know what they don't like. And especially in our entertainment industry, people kind of become someone that they think they have to be because of the Instagram, the TV shows that they're appearing on, or whatever reality TV show it is. And I think the one thing that's been really nice for myself and Curtis throughout everything, we've always known who we are, what we like and what we don't like, and been very honest about that. I think that's one thing that kind of gives us the longevity in our industry and in life itself, because it's quite simple. If we don't want to do something, we're just open. We're like, well, that's not for us. Like, and it makes life so much easier. And I hate wasting time. And that's the only way that I've always found that to make the most out of every second is just to be like, well, yes or no, straight away, give me an answer. And it's easier then.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And also, like, I think you are unapologetically who you are, lads. Like, even going back to if you look at what you did when you were younger. Now, I grew up in a very working class place in Newcastle. And if a young lad, and this is a toxic attitude, and I completely, like, I'm aware of that. But if a young lad said to all the kids at school, like, oh, I'm a ballroom dancer, it would have been a very difficult thing for him to admit, you know, and there probably would have been a little bit of ribbon, a little bit of teasing, whatever. But you guys, like, carved your own path and did something that wasn't, you know, the norm from a very early age. So I suppose you've had to face people saying things and potentially, you know, people having a different opinion, and you've done your own thing anyway, which obviously explains why yous are so, you stand by that as adults.
Yeah, how I've always looked at it is, for example, a lot of people said, oh, you may be missing out on this, you're not coming to parties, why are you being boring, or this and that, where in reality, we're in Latvia representing England in the world. It's like, you're missing out on that almost. It's like, we get to do this incredible things whilst you're doing them incredible things. It's just what ticks you and what makes you happy. And that's what it is. And as long as you fulfill yourself with that, no matter really what other people say, you can be really strong and you can knock them voices away from you and you can knock it off.
I think it's just like a lust for life. Like whatever we do in, like, for me, so if I say yes to doing a job, whether it's a charity job or a paid job, or I've said yes because I've said yes for whatever reason, we always give it 1,000 bazillion percent.
Yeah.
Whatever
you can
it is,
see
if
that.
There's 10 people
sometimes,
the O2, whatever it is. But and that's one thing that we've always been brought with, the same thing that you just kind of said, Vicky, coming from a background, being born in Stoke-on-Trent, that value of what the pound is, the value of what time is. And unfortunately, in our life, we've had a lot of people pass away and a very young age. And that's always given us that implementation of, like, people would die, are dying for that extra second. Like, well, we've got it, so we're not going to waste it. We're going to take everything.
No, and you do, like, whenever I say yous, lads, you are, like, I've probably spent a bit more time with you, Curtis, because we did a job together, didn't we?
Yes,
but honestly, every time I've bumped into either of yous, lads, like, you are always so smiley, so positive. Like, you fill a room with your energy, and that's a really special thing. So I'm a huge fan of yous. Oh, no, my pleasure. I'm just telling the truth. So I hope you never lose that, because it's, do you know what? It's infectious. Like, I felt like I was a bit tired,
Vicky,
this morning.
If we do, you can come along and give us a quick slap.
slap
us out of it.
But Vicky, it's the same with you, though, because it was like that job that we did. You came in and you literally light the room up. You've got this massive smile, bubbly personality, and you're lovely to be around. So, yeah.
You're so nice. I could sit here and listen to things like this all day, lads. I can't. I've got so many questions and so little time, right? You know, right, you act like these are absolute best friends now. But I bet yous have had some rows in the past, especially growing up.
Vicky, this camera cuts off. We get the boxing gloves on. That's it straight away.
No, come on. What, if anything, are yous two going to argue about as brothers? Because me and my sister had some mad tear-ups when we were growing up. Mostly over the dance mat and whose go it was.
Organisational skills, I'd say.
No, when we were young, we were very physical. So when we used to fight, it used to be like full-on physical fights. That's why you're missing half an eyebrow, because
I pushed
you into a bar.
We only had about 3 or 4 big fights, say, when we were young, to be fair.
Remember that one where I picked up a full bottle of brown sauce, HP sauce, and I threw it at him, and I've got good aim.
You missed
And
it.
I missed. It hit the wall. This is a fall.
I was like the Matrix, Vicky. It bent backwards. It missed me.
It exploded everywhere. But this sums up our relationship. So brown sauce is on the ceiling. It's on the roof. It's on the brand new blinds, cream blinds. And in the moment of pure anger to kill each other, then we're like, oh no, mum and dad are going to be home. Then it was like teamwork, cleaning everything, cleaning the blinds. But I can tell you, Vicky, you can't get rid of the smell of HP sauce in 10 minutes. Let alone 10 weeks. It's bad.
It's so pungent. Like, I'm a tomato ketchup fan. Like, we've never been in an HP house. I hate the smell of it, lads. Come on, what was the outcome? Because I've met your mum as well, and she seems really nice, but I bet you she can fucking gan when she needs to.
Dad.
Dad, you've got to be scared of.
No, when mum gets angry, you know you've really overdone it.
Okay. Dad just goes silent and drives off. He's gone. You're like, okay, yeah, we messed up.
Oh, bless you. But I mean, come on, it's part and parcel of growing up, surely.
Oh my God, you've got to have them moments of pure anger, especially, well, you got to get it done when you're a kid, that's true. But now it's more just like, we just have two different ways of living our life regarding. Curtis spent, like, how many years did you cruise ships for?
I did a year, but I got medically disembarked.
Okay, Kurt did like 1 or 2 years worth. Okay, so you don't pay tax on a cruise ship. You get quite a lot of money because he did like 3 shows. He worked like every single day. But he didn't have a penny to show for it afterwards. I was like, so where are the Louis Vuitton bags? Where's the Rolex watch and all this? He spent it all on drink and food. And I was like, Curtis, you could have bought like 3 or 4 investment properties with this.
Yeah.
And then, and this is our kind of our arguments in life. I'm like, Curtis, every penny, like, you got to save it. You got to invest it. You got to get a new property, put it in stock market, where whatever I'm it is. Like, I don't care. And then Curtis is like,
buy memories.
Well, I've got to live. I've got to get memories, haven't I? I'm like, yes. But it's kind of like on a 50-50, half to memories, half to investments, please.
Yeah, but I'm still not halfway through my life. Just, well, hopefully not, touch wood, not yet. And so that's how I'm thinking.
That's our regular arguments.
Yeah, I can imagine. You are so like, and I'm going to compare you again, but me and me sister. So Curtis, I'm again a bit more like you, like life's for living. Oh, that's future Vicky's problem. I'll worry about it then. And me sister is like an accountant almost. And she's more like you, AJ. She's like, I had to ask her for some money not that long ago to pay me designer, and she was like, you paid how much for wardrobes? You're doing what? Like, she keeps me on a tight leash financially. But I think you, again, like, you sort of need, Curtis, you will attest to this. You need AJ.
I agree.
To bring you back down to reality, to keep you measured every so often. But AJ, are you going to admit that you need him and his little wild side to bring you out of that shell every so often?
I'm not going to lie. I do have a wild side. Just make sure that I don't pay for everybody when we go on a night out. I just pay for myself.
Or he doesn't pay.
Oh, you tight bastard.
Vicky, that's why I got no money now. That's why he has.
No, it definitely. Curtis is like, come on, let's go out. Or actually, no, recently I've been pulling you out.
Recently
you've got a bit of a wild side. The past 6 months have gone crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you don't mind us bringing it up, AJ, but are you recently single? Like, what's going on? Like, are you out there? Are you looking for love again? Are you single as well, Curtis? I'm not asking, lads. I'm engaged. Don't look so scared.
I was going to say, Vicky, thank God he's not around at the minute. I was saying, how are you doing, darling? You're like, green's my favourite colour. I love what you're wearing.
You both looked fucking terrified. I'm not going to lie.
I'm happy, Vicky, and that's all I'm going to say, yeah.
But you can be as mysterious as you want here, babe. I'm not going to push it. As long as you're happy, I'm happy.
I am.
What about you, AJ?
I've come out of a relationship, so I'm single. I'm going around. I'm having a good time. I'm relaxed. I'm loving life. I'm honestly at the happiest place in my life I've ever been regarding work and where I feel like I am kind of spiritually. It's really nice to be in a place that I feel like, for me, moving forward into the new year, just being really content. And this is the happiest I've ever felt in my life.
Actually, it's very weird you say that, actually, because it's coming to the end of the year nowadays. I'm not sure when this podcast is going to come out and stuff, but it's coming to the end of the year, and I'm really looking forward to next year, because I feel where I am mentally, physically, in my love life, in everything right now, I feel super grounded, confident, secure, and I'm really looking forward to what the next year is going to bring. I really, really am, actually.
That's a lush place to be, mate. Like, and yeah. I know you said, like, oh, January's the time where you sort of take stock and you go, God, wasn't 2022 great? And I'm here for that. I do it a bit in December, you know. I know you probably haven't got time. 100%.
Definitely. What? It's too late. January's too late. I've already missed that year. We're already on that spinning snowball.
I feel like I'm doing that. And I feel like that's why I'm actually feeling really good going into this year coming. I feel like I've got ideas in my head of what I want to do.
Yep.
I've got things of which I've changed about myself, which I'm really looking forward to implementing further and deeper into my life. And I think this next year coming up is going to be a big one for me. Internally,
which will be good. The year of Curtis. I'm here for it, mate.
Yeah, 100%.
I just feel like if in December you look back, like we're saying before, AJ, through the Instagram, through the photo albums, whatever it is, chat with your mates, and you sort of exactly take stock of how amazing your year was, the things you loved, the things you want to do more of, potentially the things that didn't work for you and you don't want to do more of. By the time
you have to look at that. That's so important, Vicky. The things that didn't work. That's if not more important than the things that did work sometimes.
Yeah, you're so. And then when you go into 2023, whatever year it may be, you are so ready to just attack it, make it your bitch, be the best you can be. Right, before this half ends, because I'm going to go, I swear, I need a wee. But before this ends, right, what are your goals for 2023?
Oh, do you want to hit it, AJ?
No, I, I you know, live by the same thing that I've applied myself throughout every single year. For me, it's always that lust for life. I have certain goals that we're setting up some companies that hopefully will be massive next year. But for me, it's just the lust for life and just really just get up, make it happen. Like, that's never going to change. And I think that's one thing that I don't think a reset, because I feel like a reset is more a holiday for me. But for me, it's always just never changing. A bit like what you said, Vicky, never losing that appreciation for what we have and where we are.
Love and that. My goal is purely to really implement the things which I am doing at the moment, which is my cold showers in the morning, my Wim Hof meditation every day, all of these things to really ground, support myself and focus my mind.
You mean take your words of wisdom that you put on here and actually implementing them?
Yes.
I like it. I see what you're doing, Kurt.
Listen, okay, that yes. You took the words out. Listen to myself more.
Listen to your body
tells you what you need. If you're hungry, eat. If you're tired, sleep.
If you're not hungry, don't eat.
Exactly. If you want to do something, go do it. Your body knows what it wants and it tells you what it wants. Listen to it. And that's what my 2023 is going to be.
Love that, babe. But let me tell you, my body has never ever once told me it wants a cold shower. It just permanently wants a fucking Terry's chocolate orange.
Vicky's body is telling us she needs a wee now.
Vicky Manders as well, but we won't go there. We won't go there. A white chocolate Terry's orange.
Oh, dreamy. Now you're talking, babe. Lads, thank you so much for joining us in part one. I'll have me wee and then we'll be back in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.